Well, you hear that?
Oh, yes, I do.
Now, you've heard the story of the hot rod race when the Ford and the Mercury was set in a pace. That story's true, I'm here to say, because I was a-driving that Model A.
That's right. That's the theme for our new segment on What Do You Know? It's called You Ought to Know. You Ought to Know. That's right. We're very excited about it. Because, you know, Click and Clack are retired now, and there's been a big gap in people who are still having car problems, cannot write in or call in and get help for them. We're going to fill that void with You Ought to Know. And my helper is here. Yes, come up, Jill. Pre-selected from our audience. Help me with this, because you need two people. That's pretty clear. And here's the Complete Idiot's Guide that you'll be using, Jill.
Thank you
so much. And we'll take your auto questions starting now. And just my own background in autos, I'm pretty good with Chevy products up to about 1961. Well, Dad had the 283 V8, and I'm pretty familiar with it. And it wasn't me who put the carburetor on backwards, you know. But that was Ralph Lorch across the street in the Standard Station, you know. So I'm not responsible for that. So I'm pretty familiar with them. I had the Idiot's Guide to a VW, which I blew up as a result. But I learned from it. So we can cover most areas, most cars. What number should they call to get auto advice? You ought to know.
You ought to know. They should call 1-800-942-5669.
Yeah.
That's 1-800-WA-KNOW or 1-800-WHACK-NOW.
Yes, You Ought to Know is underway right now. And Jill, what are you driving right now?
Chevy Silverado.
Silverado. Cool. We can cover that too then. And good luck with the Silverado.
Thank you.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Yeah, I have.
Have you lined your bed? And therefore sleep in it?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
No.
You don't have a bed liner in there?
No.
No.
No, just what it came with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What are you putting back there?
Four-wheeler. I'm a big hunter.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. I have my four-wheeler in there.
Your four-wheeler's
in
there.
You can go hunting, yeah.
Okay, okay. So we got a lot to talk about then. Four-wheelers, Silverados. So we're covered all here. 61 Chevy Impalas. And... okay, we're going right now. We got the calls are coming in. This is You Ought to Know, and all your car needs, questions, or comments right here on You Ought to Know. And Lynn's on the line from Inman, South Carolina. Lynn, what can we do for you on You Ought to Know?
Good morning, Michael. So a new segment for you this morning.
Yes, it is. Lynn, what can we do for you? Car problems?
I have a car problem.
Okay.
My battery cable keeps corroding.
Okay,
Is it my garage or
battery cable?
What can I do about that?
Probably under batteries. Batteries, ignition batteries.
Batteries.
Yeah. Okay. Now you say your battery cable is corroding.
Yes, it keeps corroding.
What
can I do about it?
Have you checked the cables?
I've checked them.
Okay. Have you tried cleaning them off with a little pumice stone?
No. Somebody told me to pour Coca-Cola on them.
Oh. Try that. I would start with Coca-Cola. Obviously, the first thing you do is Coca-Cola, and then once you got them good and cleaned off, and your nail file maybe would work pretty good. Do that, and then put it back on there so it's all nice and clean. And then I would put a nice coat of Vaseline on them because that works on just about everything. I found. Jill, have you found that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Vaseline. Yeah.
Yeah.
You find anything on battery? Ignition?
No.
No, okay. Keep looking for that. So try that and then call us back if it doesn't work.
I will.
Or if it does. Thanks, Lynn.
I will. Can I just put Vaseline on it and not clean it off? That sounds like a lot of trouble.
Well, then you're preserving the corrosion as opposed to preserving the clean. So there's that to think. It's your choice, of course. It's your car.
Okay. Well, thanks for the advice, Michael.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'll let you know how it works.
And You Ought to Know. Okay, thanks. Just going good already. Did you find it?
Yeah, I found it.
Okay. Jill, what do they recommend in the Idiot's Guide?
Well, they just tell you what a battery is, pretty much.
Anything about the cables in there?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Those are the things attached to the battery. Those things coming out of it. Anything about that?
No.
Okay, well, we're past it.
Okay. Right. Moving on.
Let's go to Jane is in Metamora, Illinois. When the Swallows that's come right. back to Metamora.
That's right, Metamora.
How are you, Jane?
I don't have a question. Oh. I just have an idea.
Okay.
That you are replacing Click and Clack.
Uh-huh.
And I think you ought to maybe be starting to be known as Cluck and Quack.
Okay. Thanks, Jane.
Bye.
We'll get back. You'll see
the
legalistics behind that. We'll have to check that out. That was very helpful. Alex is online from Columbus, Ohio. The number once again, Sarah, they can call for all their auto questions on You Auto Know.
The number to call is 1-800-WA-KNOW or 1-800-WACK-NOW.
And do we do diesel? Do we?
No.
Yes.
We run on domestic coal, don't we? Oh, nobody got it. I tried.
Alex, hi. How are you?
Hello, Michael. Thank you for continuing this vital service to
yes.
the public radio audience.
Yeah.
I have a Subaru.
Subaru, okay.
And nobody can figure out how to turn off the parking lights.
Parking lights and a Subaru. I think we have something for you. John has something. John has a Subaru.
I had a Subaru, and for years I couldn't turn the lights off or anything. Oh, then I realized when you're stopped, if you pull the parking brake, put the parking brake on, the lights go off.
No, this is a long-standing joke among Subaru owners. There's a little toggle switch on top of the steering column. And
so you knew the answer, Alex.
Forward and turn on the lights when you're cleaning the column.
And there's a little toggle switch on top of the steering column.
Yeah. We get new members on the board all the time. They're like, I can't turn off my parking lights.
Wow. You knew the answer all along, didn't you, Alex? And you called up despite that, wasting our valuable time here on You Ought to Know, trying to help people in real.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Okay.
I think that was Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh, yeah, it could have been. Sound like him, didn't it? Camille is in Tallahassee. Camille, what can we do for you? And You Ought to Know.
Hi, guys. I have a 2012 Audi A5 that I need to get into, but it's got a car alarm, and I don't know how to foil it so I can drive away.
You cannot enter your A5?
No, it's somebody else's.
Well, maybe you're not supposed to be entering it then. I mean, do you have permission to enter it in the first place?
I really like it.
Okay. let's call it what it is. And you're trying to break into a 2012 Audi A5.
No, I'm just breaking in is just such a negative thing.
All right. Entering, as you put it, then trying to enter it.
Yes.
Okay.
Replace my current car.
Okay. Jill, anything in there on breaking into an Audi A5 or anything how to enter a car?
No.
Does the thing with the
toggle switch?
The toggle switch on the post. There must be a way of. We'll get back to you on this one.
Thanks, John.
Okay. Get right back to you.
Hi to the chat group. Bye. Yeah,
bye. Okay. Alex is in Columbus, Ohio. Alex, car problems for You Auto Know?
How are you?
I'm good.
Well, so basically, I have this '95 Honda Civic.
Honda Civic.
It's a 95, and I've had it for some years now.
Okay.
And I've taken out the thermostat, and the damn thing just keeps on overheating time and time again. And
why did you take it out, Alex? I mean, Dusty?
Well, I've taken it out.
I mean, Alex?
I've basically just taken everything that has to do with overheating. You know, I put in a new thermostat, and then it would keep on overheating. So I've done all these things, and now I have the coolant at a constant 12.
Uh-huh.
And that's done something for some while, but now it's just constantly overheating, so I don't know what to do.
Yeah. Have you thought of getting rid of it? It's obviously a pile of junk, number one. It's 95. It's served its purpose.
Yeah, I tell you what. I got it. Like 3 years ago, and it only had like 60,000 miles on it.
Yeah.
And somebody had babied it and loved it and cared on it, and now it's turned over to me, and I beat the thing to schnitz.
I heard schnitz. I don't know what you heard. I heard schnitz.
Shit was on there, yes. On that, I get a new one.
I heard schnitz. I don't know what you heard. I heard schnitz.
Shit was on there, yes.
Joe, anything in the book there on overheating?
Well,
it says oil is needed to help cool the engine and keep all the moving parts lubricated.
Have you thought
Thank
of
you.
Oil? Have you thought of putting oil in it?
I just changed my oil and transmission fluid.
Okay. Now, what about cooling? Yeah, John, you have something.
Obviously, he needs to move to Canada. It's much cooler up there and more problem.
Towards the Arctic. Yeah. North. Wait. We had something here on the cooling systems. Jill, what do you recommend?
Engine coolant is circulated through channels in the engine block and cylinder. You need to check that.
Ever thought of that?
I'll check that.
Are you using a coolant? See, because as the name implies, that would tend to cool your engine.
Yes, I am.
Do you have? Is it? When did you change your coolant last?
Probably about a week ago, when I actually changed the oil and transmission fluid with it. Mm-hmm.
Did you put the thermostat back in after you took it out?
I did. Yeah.
Did you change it or just put it back in?
I took the old one out, put a new one in, okay. And then once I had taken out the new one, that didn't work, so I put the new one back in and just left it in. So.
Okay. Why don't you put the old one back in and see if it continues to bother you?
Yeah, I'll check that out. Good idea.
Okay, thanks. And call us again. It's going really good, Joe.
Yeah, I think so.
Good job. We've got most of these things covered. Dusty's online from Joplin, Missouri. Hey, Dusty.
Howdy. How's it going, Michael?
Pretty good. What are you driving, Dusty?
Well, actually, I just thought I would give you a hand. I'm a car mechanic.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. And so I thought if there was any questions, like the last guy, Alex, there.
Yeah.
Chances are on these late model cars,
yes,
when you change the thermostat and change the coolant and what have you,
mm-hmm.
You've got to park them with the nose up and the radiator cap off and actually run the heater and the whole nine yards to bleed the system. He's probably got an air bubble in it.
Oh, I thought you were kidding. You got to do that with the nose up, you say?
Yeah. You park it on an incline.
Whose nose up, yours or the car?
Yes.
You park it on an incline with the nose up.
Yeah.
Oh, this
yeah.
is very good.
And then you let it bleed and
let it bleed like the stone.
Got an air bubble in it, and that's what's causing it to get hot. The air bubble will go right to the coolant temperature sensor, and it will screw everything up.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I figured too. But I didn't, you know, I didn't know the part. I got to admit about putting your nose up to do that. Thanks a lot, Dusty.
But no, I just wondered if you needed any advice on your cars.
No. Mine's still under warranty.
I'll take her back to the dealership.
I finally got a good one after all these years, you know, and I never touch it now, and it works perfectly. If you don't, the main problem people have, I think, is actually trying to work on their cars.
It takes a little doing.
Yeah.
With the new ones especially.
I just had to suck a couple of valves after fine-tuning a car that I had to realize that this is not my line of work. So, but giving advice is, so that it works out. Yeah.
Well, if you want to leave me on the line and take the next question.
Can we do that? Can we? Is there some way? I don't know how to do that. Can we leave him on the line? Leave Dusty on the line in case something comes up where we actually need somebody who knows what they're talking about. Yeah? Is he on the line now?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay. All right. Don't go anywhere.
Cool.
John's in Little Rock right now. Hey, John.
How we doing, Michael?
Pretty good. What's plaguing you?
Yeah, so I've got a 2007 Suburban, and I've got this smell that I can't get rid of. It's coming from the back where the kids are sitting, so I was wondering.
Smell? Smell from where the kids are sitting? Anything in there on kids?
Get rid of the kids.
Yeah, get rid of the kids. Okay.
I was wondering if a hose would do the trick or something.
Yeah. High pressure, you know, and a lot of force probably take for some of those kids.
Do them like they do in county lockups, open hose, right?
Yeah, open hose, pretty much.
There we go. All right. Thanks for the advice.
Yeah, you're welcome. What's that number again? I know we got more calls out there trying to get in.
The number is 1-800-942-5669. That's 1-800-WA-NO or 1-800-WAC-NOW.
Anything in your Silverado that you want to mention to people that something you've learned about your Silverado? You ever park it nose up and just let it burp?
Yeah. You got to do that sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah,
that helps.
Have you done it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, what about you got a four-wheeler, too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much fun, huh?
Oh, yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. Where do you take that out, then?
Out to, the woods and look, hunt for deer.
Can you hunt while moving?
Well,
that'd be a challenge. Could you mount something on there? Like, I'm not saying a machine gun, that's probably illegal, but even a single shot mounted on the handlebars.
That would be ideal.
Yeah. That'd be ideal.
Yeah, we're usually at a tree stand, but that's a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll have to bring that up to my husband.
Well, you could attack a tree stand with one of those. That'd be the beauty. take over a tree stand.
Right.
That'd be kind of.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent. Dan's from Kentucky, and he's got a car question. Hi, you're on U Auto. No. Dan.
Hello.
Hey, Dan.
Hi.
What are you driving?
I'm driving a 2001 Star. It's called a Trek. It's an RV.
Oh, an RV.
Yeah, Safari Trek.
Yeah. Can't really help you with an RV, Dan.
You can't?
No, you want to trade it for something, you know, more of a passenger vehicle, we could probably help you. But what's your problem? Let's see, maybe we can.
Well, it's got an 8.1 Chevy motor in it.
Okay.
And when you're traveling along,
yeah,
like I am now at about 70 miles an hour on
yeah
cruise,
yeah,
you get to a hill, it'll start popping.
Popping?
Yeah, it's got a popping sound.
Little blowback?
They call it blowback. You remember how the old cars used to be? You go down the hill and you hear that little rumble?
Yeah.
Well, this is sort of like that, only in reverse.
Yeah. So you're in reverse when you're going down the hill, is what I'm saying.
Feels like it, but you're not.
Yeah. Well, what have you gotten back there? Are you what are you hauling in your RV? Are there people in there? Maybe they're partying back there or something.
I'm by myself.
You're by yourself, and when you go down a hill in your 2001 RV, your Trek, you're hearing a popping.
Yeah. On an uphill grade.
Oh, on uphill grade, you're getting a popping. Can you roll down all the windows and kind of figure out where that popping is coming from?
It feels like or sounds like it's coming from the right front of the motor.
From the motor?
Yeah.
Anything in there, Jill, about motor popping?
There's a hissing sound. Is there hissing sounds?
Let's call it a hissing sound then.
No hissing sound.
No, not hissing sound.
Oh, okay. Shoot. Okay.
No popping sound?
Exhaust noise.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's what I'm thinking too. What page is it? So we're thinking that too, Dan. We're thinking that's an exhaust problem. And oh my God, you all right?
I'm here.
Is that it now?
No.
Is that what you're hearing?
No.
Because that's right out of Star Wars, whatever that is. I think that you're in an alien galaxy somehow. That was a scary. What was that, Dan?
I have no clue.
I think you have much more serious problems than this simple popping from your exhaust. Yeah. There it is again.
Well, I'm getting ready to start up the hill.
Oh, you're starting up? Oh, good. Now, well, we can listen to this and we can diagnose it as it occurs.
I don't know that you'll hear it or not, but it's there.
Can you lower all your windows? And
no.
Just steer with your knees and hang your phone out the window.
Yeah, I can try that.
Because you're in Kentucky, that's okay. You know, it's allowed in Kentucky.
There's that little popping sound right there.
Where? Quiet.
Down there to my right foot. Yeah. Okay, it's gone now.
Yeah. See, I think you're hallucinating, Dan.
Well,
I think you ought to get off the road, go into a Motel 7, and just kick back for a little bit, and then see if you still hear it afterwards.
I'll check it out.
All right. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.
Glad we could help. That's it today for You Ought to Know, all your auto needs in one place. Thank you, Jill.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. What about Jill? Did she do a great job on all their auto needs?